This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. We are very happy to have Tim Muth in the studio, a volunteer with Hearts Out to Haiti, a very worthwhile organization. And Tim, tell us a little bit about the organization. What do they do?
Yeah, Hearts Out to Haiti is an organization that supports educational needs of three different communities in Haiti. We provide financial support to help with teacher salaries. Once a year, we do a vacation Bible school for about 1,500 children, and then we provide financial support and also resources to help train the teachers throughout the year so they can do a better job. Our belief in Haiti, there's a lot of problems from clean water to hunger to medical issues, but our thought is if we can help with education and stay for a long time, that ultimately the people will be able to help themselves get out of problems. We've been active for about 15 years, so we've seen children go through our schools from kindergarten almost through high school.
And you've actually led trips down there, so you can say firsthand what the conditions are like.
Yeah, I go several times a year. I've been going since 2005, so about 10 years now. Where we go is into mountain communities. Haiti itself, like I said, has a lot of problems, but up in the mountains, there's very little semblance of any kind of government, so the people sort of live on their own. There's no roads, no power, no running water. It's kind of interesting. When you go, it's nice to get away because it's very, very quiet compared to what we have here. It's hard to describe the lack of resources that they've got.
In light of that, it's a very worthwhile organization, and you have a super event coming up, No Room at the Inn. Tell us the details of that.
No Room at the Inn, we got an idea that we tried to do something that was religiously themed, but also sort of related to what we're doing in Haiti. And we're collecting nativity scenes, nativity sets of scenes from around the world. And we've asked people to loan them to us for our weekend, and then we're going to display those. There's going to be about 100 plus nativity scenes. We invite you to come and view the nativities from around the world in celebration of the true meaning of Christmas by helping our friends in Haiti through our educational efforts.
This is a night and a day event, correct?
Right. Yeah. On Friday night, November 20th, we're calling it the Exhibit Grand Opening Gala. In addition to having nativity scenes, nativity sets there, there's going to be music and light food and refreshments so people can walk through in a very casual, nice environment, look at nativity sets, see different things. You know, we've got people that have traveled the world and are going to let us use their nativity sets. And most of them mean something to them. So there's going to be a little note by each one explaining this, the story behind it. And most of us have Christmas tradition, so people are very happy about sharing this, and we'll share it with each other.
Then on Saturday, it's an open to the public kind of event.
On Friday night, it's a more formal event, certainly open to anybody who wants to come, but it's $25 in advance. On Saturday, it is more of an open, just to walk through. It's open from 10 to 6 o'clock at night. We are asking for a $5 donation for adults and $1 for children. We're encouraging people to come, just a very casual walking through and looking at nativity sets.
It's an educational event because all of these nativity scenes, as you said, come from different countries, so they have different cultures, different stories behind them, and there's a lot of heartfelt sentiment there.
Yeah, the people we've talked to that are loaning it to them, they've got stories they want to tell us about their great-grandmother left it to here, they did this, or they took a trip to Israel and they got it when they were there. So a lot of history behind every one of them that we think this is going to be a great event, and that anybody that goes, you know, help you get into the Christmas spirit, plus also for a good cause. And it's a little unique in our community. We hadn't seen another one that was done like this, and we thought, let's give it a try, see how it works out.
So how can we get tickets?
You can take us a couple different ways. This is going to take place at Holy Name of Jesus Church and their Life Center, and that's located at 3050 Highway A1A in Indian Atlantic. So if you happen to be near that area in their church office, you can buy tickets. Also, Dr. Amy Addington, who's a dentist practicing downtown Melbourne, she's a huge sponsor and is helping us put this all together. She'll have tickets at her office, or you can just show up on the day of the event and buy your tickets then.
This is No Room at the Inn. The event happens on Friday, November 20th, and then again, November 21st. We look forward to seeing everyone out there.